The St. Francis Wildlife Center in North Florida is dedicated to rescuing and rehabilitating sick, injured, and orphaned animals.
Here we have the mammals room, where right now it's full of squirrels. If you came a few months ago, it would have been full of possums.
That's Teresa Stevenson. She's the center's director. In addition to squirrels, Stevenson is also caring for a few baby raccoons, a baby bobcat, turtles, tortoises, a baby possum, and this guy.
Say hello.
A squirt, the crow. Stevenson says he came to the center after a raccoon attacked his family's nest, killing his mother and father, along with most of his siblings. He fell out of the nest and survived, but Stevenson says he'll probably never fully recover.
He had, you know, injuries everywhere. And then the eyes got cloudy, the feathers didn't grow up, so he's just a screw up. And we love him to death. So he's staying with us for education. We're going to put him under our educational permit.
St. Francis is one of the top places in North Florida for orphaned wildlife. But Stevenson says her clinic is limited in what it can take.
No bears. Mm-mm.
St. Francis doesn't have the equipment or authority to take care of bears. For that, Stevenson says people should call the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. After Florida's first bear hunt in two decades, many asked what would happen to the bear cubs whose mothers had been shot. The hunt rules allowed the harvest of both male and female bears, but did stipulate no bears could be shot if cubs were within sight. But mothers often keep their cubs hidden, and hunters report seeing several lactating bears at check-in sites. How many? The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that information won't be available until mid-November. But the FWC's bear expert, Thomas Eason, says those bear cubs should be okay on their own.
I would point out there's lots of scientific literature that shows not only can cubs survive on their own without their mothers after 5.5 months, but they can do that very well. And so the cubs, we set the hunt later in the year so that the cubs would be as old as possible, so they're 8 to 9 months old.
Eason is referring to a study published in the Journal of Wildlife Management. But Stevenson says while she admits the FWC is the authority on bears in Florida, she questions the study.
I disagree. Most baby bears stay with the mothers for at least a couple of years.
But Stevenson and Eason do agree on one thing. If you find a young bear in the woods who looks abandoned, it's best not to approach it. Here's Eason.
Similar to deer, every year we get people picking up fawns that they say are abandoned and they bring them in, and that's the absolute worst thing to do.
The Wildlife Commission cut the state's bear hunt short after hunters culled nearly 300 bears in just 2 days. And while the overall number of bears shot remains below the statewide target, hunters did surpass some regional numbers. But despite that, officials say they feel the hunt went smoothly. The FWC is continuing to compile data about the bears killed. They hope to use that information to help them fine-tune next year's hunt. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.